Welcome back to another episode of Titans of Now. Titans is a showcase of ServiceNow personalities that have punched above their weight and elevated the ServiceNow community. Titans of Now is brought to you by me, Robert the Duke Fedoric. If you want to see what I'm up to, check out my website, theduke.digital. Here you'll find all my CJ and the Duke episodes, links to my YouTube content, and my upcoming course, Hired, the Definitive Guide to Profiles That Win ServiceNow Jobs. Hey everyone, welcome to another Titans of Now. It is so good to have you here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am truly ashamed that I haven't had this person on Titans until now. This person has had a massive impact on the ServiceNow community, especially among the developers, having built a utility that has saved thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of hours. He is the creator of the legendary browser extension, SNUtils. Ladies and gentlemen, Arnaud Coué. Arnaud, how's it going?
Perfect. Thank you for having me, Robert. That's a great introduction. I'm speechless, so to say. thank you.
Hopefully I didn't butcher the name too badly. It's still dealing with the Canadian tongue here.
Okay, no problem. You're doing fine.
All right. So we always start at the start. Tell us how you got your start in ServiceNow.
Yeah, actually, when I got to think of it, we're recording this beginning of September 2021. And I have my six-year anniversary in the ServiceNow space this month. I started off as a technical consultant at a partner. And before that, I've spent the first years of my career in a technical role. So doing maintenance on technical equipment and so maintenance engineering, that space. And once I was really passionate about IT and programming in my free time, so I decided to change career and I did IT bachelor. And at the end of that bachelor program, I had to find an assignment for some sort of a paper, right? Mm-hmm. To finish up that bachelor degree. And at that point, I created a maintenance management portal, and that was all SQL, .NET, all that kind of stuff. So that was really what I worked on for about 10 years. And when I wanted to have a change, then I looked around and I ended up in the ServiceNow space at that partner. And really when I came to that position, I was really blown away by how easy it was. And when what I used to do took me 2 days, I could do in an hour, add a field to a table, and it was directly in the user interface and so on. So that was really my first introduction. And from that point, everything, the 6 years flown by, so to say.
And so I was just looking at some of your SNUtils video recently, and you celebrate the 5-year anniversary of SNUtils. So are you saying that SNUtils manifested only a year into your ServiceNow journey?
Yeah, actually that's true, because I noticed some things. If you look at my first video, it is still online. There you will see what it all started with. It started off with, for example, hitting Control S to save rather than doing 2 mouse clicks, and all the table searches. I think it's very common with new ServiceNow developers, or when you're new in the ecosystem, then you hear a lot about tables, sysupdate XML, and obviously incident and so on. But you really hear a lot of table names. And what I used to do is go to, in the left navigator, go to tables, and then it's the sysdb object table, and then search there for the table. And I thought there needs to be an easier way. And that was really my first feature, that you can quickly search to all the tables. And it's still actually it's still a feature that's still in the SNUtils. But I really thought, when I came across some things that took too much steps, in my opinion, I thought it's a good opportunity for me to explore all the APIs, as well as it makes my own life easier. So that's a bit how it came to fruition in the early days.
Did it start off as something that was just for you, or did you always intend to distribute it to the community at large?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what my thought process was back then, but when I created it and I thought what is a convenient way that I can use it or independent on installing an update set and so on. So I came to the concept of a browser extension. And once I had the first Think functions working, I thought, well, why not publish it to the web store? And from there, if you look, I can see the stats of the user base. And when I look back, it really took about 2 years before I had a user base of 1,000 users. So it really was a bit of a slow start, and I didn't publish too much about it. But yeah, I did not really have an intention, but I thought, why not share it? Right.
Yeah, and I just did a quick recalc of my mental math on my introduction, and I think 10,000, tens of thousands of hours is probably vastly understated. Like 1,000 plus users, how many years ago? 2 years into it? So that would be like
2 years into it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that could possibly be hundreds of thousands of hours saved. Like how does that feel?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool when and you put up a post on LinkedIn last week, and sometimes I publish a post on LinkedIn myself. Or what I really love is when users find something in the platform and they think it's something out of box, and then they post about it on LinkedIn. And then 1 or 2 hours later, my name is tagged and they say, it's probably something from SNUtils. So that's really cool. So it's really fulfilling to see that users are enjoying to use it, that they come up with ideas how to improve or even collaborate. That's really fulfilling.
Yeah, I have to admit, I'm new to SNUtils. I'd always heard the name, and me being kind of like one of the least technical people, I haven't really even messed around with browser extensions and such. But man, what was the catalyst? I think I was looking for who else should I do on Titans, and somebody said you're highly recommend by the Dev MVP program.
Yeah, I believe it was Philip Swan.
Yep, Phil, and everybody else was chiming in too. There's big arguments about what your Titans nickname would be, the savior or the game changer. So that's okay, how highly they think about you, that they put you on the same level of Jesus.
well, that's something I would put myself up to that level. But well, thank you. But yeah, I'm curious what it's going to end up being. You always have a funny middle name, right?
So,
so I'm curious what it will be.
So you've been with it the longest. What's been the one feature where you kind of have that secret, it's like your favorite, whether or not you use it all the time, the one you're just kind of most proud of putting in there?
Yeah, I think it's the slash commands. It was kind of a game changer for SNUtils.
Yeah.
That you have it's not one feature, but it's really every new feature I try to make available via slash commands. And that has really grown to something that a user can create its own, and you can do some pretty advanced and quick navigation across the system. So I think that would be the one feature that I'm really proud of.
It seemed going through the video history that as soon as the slash commands came in, that's what almost everything subsequent was about, right? It just it opens up such a massive doorway that the app kind of twisted itself around that feature.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So you still have some things that are besides that, like you can do node switching and so on. Mm-hmm. That's not available via that. But sometimes some older features I also made available through that slash command feature as well. So it's really a bit the centerpiece of what it is today.
My favorite is slash RND.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I mean, all the, because I've done the product side of ServiceNow for so long, right? So I don't think a week goes by where I don't do 2 or 3 demos, right? Mm-hmm. And it's such a pain in the butt to keep your data kind of moving with you. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I want to do a demo, but that data is too stale. And you know what I mean? And so it's like, what am I going to do? It's 10 minutes before the demo.
Yeah.
Like, you're either scripting stuff or just, I just love the fact that I could just slash RND and just like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
As many records as I want so fast.
And I have to, it works slightly different on a form as it does on a catalog item in the portal. And I really like how it fills up the slash command window itself when you do it on the portal on a catalog item with a lot of mandatory fields. That's I'm not sure if you've seen it, but that's something when it takes a few seconds, but it's nice to watch when how it iterates itself, because when you have a portal, then the one field can depend on the other field, and so it has to iterate sometimes a few times until it doesn't see any mandatory fields anymore.
That's cool.
Probably if you're gonna see, yeah, maybe this is a bit brabbling, but see if you can use it.
No, that's actually pretty profound. I mean, you think about, especially on catalogs, there's so much form transformation and form mutation, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I filled in that mandatory field, and guess what? Now I've got to fill in three more mandatory fields, and like, you can't just one shot it.
No, indeed.
The truth, I didn't even know this was available on catalog. I saw you do it on incident form. I'm like, that sold.
Okay.
Which is crazy. The fact that it's, I think you, in one of your videos even, you said slash commands everywhere. And so now I think I finally get what you meant by that.
Yeah, because some people think it only will trigger when you are on in the UI 16 frame,
mm-hmm.
but it also works when you're, for example, in Studio or Workspace or Flow Design or whatever page you are on, it will work no matter where you are. It wasn't meant as a slash command to conquer the world, but across the platform. That was the thinking behind that video title.
Have you had any instances where somebody was showing you what they did with either slash commands or just on the SN utils paradigm? Have you ever had a situation where you watched somebody do something and you were like, holy cow? Like, it even took you by surprise the way they had exploited the features.
I don't have a specific example for that, but what I do see is that the code of SN utils is on GitHub. Also, there is a channel on the SN dev Slack. And I do get a lot of feedback that they use it, and when there is something not working, they notice it. And sometimes it is about a feature that I not use too much myself, and then I hear someone say it is the feature I use all the time, and it's the most used feature by me. So that it's always nice to get feedback on things.
I'm telling you what, man, next week alone, I'm going to save so much time where you can change the GIF icons of the tabs. Because I always have, I have two separate instances open for my demos and multiple tabs per, and I do that stupid thing where you like go into the inspect element to change the browser tab name.
Okay.
But then every refresh, it just goes back to whatever it was.
It's
annoying, and it drives me bananas, and it has for a couple of years now. So already stacking the thank yous.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's an awesome one. Another thing I'll tell you I'm looking forward to is I work at VividCharts, right? And VividCharts basically puts these reporting experiences into portals. But we always have to find our way. Like, I always have to go through my own interface to get to it. Like, go to the VividCharts Creator Hub, go to the dashboards, go to the dashboard that I want, hit present. And I'm already, that's like how many click sequences, right? And I'd love to just be able to slash command the opening of one of our portals.
Oh, perfect.
You know what I mean? Yep. Not worry about hacking, because you can't really bookmark a portal experience, you know what I mean?
No.
Conventionally? Like, you could go into the bookmarks and hack them.
But not in an easy way. And then you need to go to the table,
That's right. And so I think I'm going to rig up the slash command such that I could just type in maybe the sysid of the dashboard or something, right? So it's just...
If you do slash tab and then the portal name, then it would work, or you could create your own slash command.
Yeah, well, we have one portal that will render all the VividCharts objects, so it's like actually an object that will be rendered in that portal is what I got to get to. But again, I'm not a developer's developer, so I look at problems like that and I'm like, someday I'll sit down and try and crack that nut.
You know,
but with what I see from slash commands, I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is super easy, especially the fact that you can build them and you have your own parameterization system. It's just genius. It's just genius.
Yeah, cool. So if you need any help, then I'm happy to check in with you to get you going with it if you start to get stuck with it.
And so I have noticed that too. So I noticed that on all your YouTube videos and wherever SN Utils is mentioned, you're very open about getting the community involved in it. Is there any shout outs you'd like to give to anybody while we're on the horn, and shout outs you give to people who were really key to the advancement of SN Utils?
Yeah, it's always tricky when you shout out people, then you forget about other people.
Mm.
But I would say I have a few Patreons that contribute, so a shout out to them, obviously, and all the SN Dev community that are active in that Slack channel. So yeah, those folks, I think we all know them. I would really thank them for the support.
One question I always ask every guest, and whether it has to do with SN Utils or anything else in your ServiceNow career, can you tell us about a time where you really felt like your back was against the wall and you weren't going to make it?
Yeah, back against the wall. While I'm at ServiceNow, I made a few changes of roles. When I changed from the platform role, so I was in the platform BU, to the solution consulting role, that sometimes change is a bit hard, right? When you're comfortable in building stuff on the platform, and then you're transitioning more to a role where you need to explain the business value, that can be sometimes uncomfortable. But it's also, and it's like they say, the magic happens outside of the comfort zone. So I wouldn't say back against the wall, but sometimes the change does hurt a little, or you have some growing pains, I would say. If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely does. What about experiences prior to ServiceNow that really formed the way you operate or your approaches to things in the ServiceNow space?
Yeah, as I said in my intro, I worked a long time in the maintenance field, so really HVAC, right? All that type of utilities, equipment, and I've worked in that space, and then I transitioned to the IT part of things, where I try to support those processes. So the work that I've done previously, I supported that later by IT tooling, so to say. I think that's really a strong combination, where you know what you ran, the problems you ran into, and you have felt the pain yourself of not having proper tooling to support your work, and not having a proper application to support your work. So that was really fundamental when you're on the other side of the table, so to say, when you're building IT applications to support that functions that you did yourself in a previous life. That is really powerful to come up with solutions of problems that the field workers have really felt, so to say. In a way, it's kind of similar of what I do with SN Utils, right? Yeah, I've worked on the platform myself. I ran into situations where, don't get me wrong, yeah, I love the platform and all that it does. But sometimes it just, in the current way, that you have to take 20 steps if you do it in the classic way. And cutting out those 18 steps and bringing it back to 2 steps, that's what I loved to do in my previous life. And that's still something I'm really passionate about, to making processes easier, something that you make it a bit intuitive and so on. So I think my history that I have built up in my early career is really helpful to what I do with SN Utils and in the broader sense in my day job at ServiceNow right now.
Is there anything that you love to do in ServiceNow that maybe doesn't have anything to do with SN Utils but still gets you up in the morning?
Yeah, so I'm really passionate about building applications. So when you have a business problem to solve and you have the entire of ServiceNow at your hand, and you can do an integration easy and you can create your UI easy, it's really the entire toolbox you have to make processes more easy. And that is what really awed me at the beginning, and it's still what I love about ServiceNow.
Could you tell us about something that you built that wasn't SN Utils that you're still super proud of?
Yeah, it's actually in the early days when I was at a partner, there was an ITBM implementation, and the customer had some crazy constraints that they had. From a technical perspective, we should have probably given the customer pushback that they should stay out of box. But they have about 15-day time fields and 15 states for every project. and they had a list of 30 constraints, and it was really tough to implement that in the platform. But I, on a service portal page, I managed to do it in a dynamic way that whenever you put in a date, it checked all those 30 constraints, and if it did not match the constraint, you could not enter the value. So it was really, from a technical point of view, it was my masterpiece, as I said, from a business value or how you should stay out of bugs, it was really a disaster, probably.
Well, Corey and I talk about this all the time on CJ and the Duke, right? You can't keep it out of the box, entirely out of the box, and still live up to the value proposition of ServiceNow.
No.
Right? I mean, and it's just, there's sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do because ServiceNow hasn't caught up to the market, right? There's always stuff that ServiceNow has done more maturely and less maturely. Like if I think back to ITBM specifically, I had a customer that did billing in months based off time cards. Well, how are you supposed to do that if you can't split a time card into its constituent days as records?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I got a time value for a week. What am I going to do to get the last month of data?
Yeah.
So I guess the idea is like you stay out of box as you can. And then when you're not going out of box, you do it like that's where you focus your architecture knowledge and your dev knowledge to make sure that those things are just exquisitely designed and executed.
Yeah. Yeah. When you follow best practice, then you still have to make that conscious decision whether or not you are going to implement it. Is it really that important? But obviously, and there's been a lot of debate on that. And I think all those debates also helped it more mature and getting clarity in the community on what and what not to do. And so your contributions are also really wise lessons for the wider community.
Wonder if you have any wisdom you can share with the community when it comes to like development or deployment of ServiceNow.
Yeah, I think people say sometimes criticize docs, but I think there's really a ton of value in it. And sometimes it's also you have to take the time to read it through, and then it's actually pretty good, so to say. Don't say too soon. It's not stated in docs. Take the time to read through it, and probably there's more in it than you thought at the beginning.
Yeah, anything of that size is just, it's impossible to get perfect, right?
Yeah.
There's so much in it. I see what you mean too. I find there's places where you kind of, like a direct search doesn't get you there. And then on that navigator bar doesn't get you there. Like sometimes it's discovering the sideways path in to the data that you want, but you just kind of got to keep chipping away at it. And I'll tell you, man, like I put a lot of feedback and it gets integrated pretty fast. They have a whole team of people that are doing their best to evolve this thing as quickly as possible. I mean, if you think about just how much stuff is added per version, you know, how are they going to keep up with
immense.
It?
Okay,
with Rome around the corner, I wonder if you have any favorite features or things you're looking most forward to.
Yeah, I think the new UI framework is really nice that's coming to fruition more and more. And also the maturity, and like, for example, software asset management. Some customers are looking into that, and it's really nice that ServiceNow is putting a lot of effort in that, in content server. So, yeah, you can only pick a few things out of it, and what you're currently working with is top of mind. So that's something that's top of mind. But I think that goes across many of the solutions that ServiceNow have, that there is really a push for quality, maturity, and better UI. So across the board, ServiceNow is maturing and expanding its footprint. So it's just across the board, exciting times, I would say.
All right. One question I ask the longtime veterans is if there's anything about the space or the app, ServiceNow, that you would change, what would it be?
What I would like to change maybe, as I said, I do like the doc side, but obviously the information can be sometimes feel a bit scattered and you don't find it in community. And when you're at ServiceNow, you may have some internal community as well. You have the SNDev Slack and Discord and so on. So sometimes it feels a bit all over the place, the information. But on the other hand, that's also a bit of a charm. And that's really great to collaborate besides that. The community is great, but also that there is the SNDevs or Discord and so on. And even on Reddit, there's a ServiceNow community active. So sometimes you wish it would all be one big central place. But having it on multiple sites also has its charm. So I'm not sure if I would really want to change it if I could.
All right, we are at recording time. So final word is yours.
Final words. So yeah, I think that I would like to give a short shout out to you, to your content as well. What I see with myself is that when I put out a YouTube video, I only have, in a few months, I have 200 views or something like that. And that's something, there's really a lot of value in the video content that is put out nowadays. So I would encourage everyone to take time to enjoy your content. The video series you put out on every release, they have a ton of value. They have a great production quality, as well as when I make a video of SNU Tools, it's not as slick as yours, but I do try to showcase what is new, what is available. So take some time to watch those videos and benefit of all the great content that is freely available to you that record.
Bro, I'm still following you, man. One of your SNU Tools videos has like 10,000 views on it.
Yeah.
Okay. None of mine have reached 2,000 yet. So okay. I'll be taking your advice. With a 10 who's breached 10,000 views, and I've got a few above 1,000.
Yeah, but that one above 10K, that was the one that I put up for a long time. Mm-hmm. When you download it from the web store, so that might contribute to it as well. But yeah, I do think there is a lot. If you take some time to dive into it, you can get a ton of value, especially when there are creative who've done a bit of the hard work for you, like yourself. So take benefit of that, and if you can, maybe give back as well and add what you can.
All right, folks, please check the description below. We are going to have a link so that you can download SNU Tools. We'll also have a link to Arnaud's Patreon page. If you have a little extra, please consider contributing to that, because literally the man has saved tens, possibly hundreds of thousands of hours of labor in the ServiceNow space. So give that a look-see. Arnaud, thanks so much for being a guest. Thank you for SNU Tools. Just thank you, man.
All right. Well, thank you too. It was a pleasure to join you, and not only that you had me, but for your continued contribution to the ServiceNow world.
Pleasure's mine. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Perfect.